do want to take just a couple quick minutes to talk about what is the Byrne Criminal Justice Innovation Program, or BCJI. We love acronyms in Washington, D.C. And basically, BCJI really grew out of a recognition that while we do have a 30-year low of crime levels across the country, there are certain communities that don't have the benefit of that great statistic. There are still communities that are really struggling with crime. And BCJI is really designed to go to those neighborhoods where there is a high proportion of crime as compared to other places. And Brownsville, sadly is one of those communities. The statistics that were in the grant application were very striking to us, the levels of crime. I know even in the last week there's been a shooting here in Brownsville of a 15-year-old boy, and those are the sorts of things that we really want to turn around. At the same time, these communities have a lot of other challenges, but they also have resiliency. And I think in particular we have sites that are implementation sites and sites that are enhancement sites. And Brownsville is one of our enhancement sites because there's a lot of terrific work that you'll hear about today that's already been started. And a core part of that is really the community. So we're so pleased to have so many community members here today. The reality is that those of us who work in criminal justice can do our job to do a terrific job, but the reality is there's only so much we can do. We've got to really, over the long haul, work in partnership with community so that as we can push the negative activity out or change behavior, there's something positive to replace it. And community, the community institutions, the community residents, you all are the ones really that will make those good things sustain over time.